Добрый день. Спасибо, что вы выбрали компанию Phil Henry Air. Наш полет будет проходить на высоте 300 тысяч фит. И еще водка.
Phil Henry here, 1-800-449-8686. Doug Danger is a writer for the Orange County Courier. He is an entertainment writer, but we are going to talk to him a little bit here about the story in the newspaper today about, well, I don't know if it's in the newspaper. I saw it on the wire here, Doug, about models.
That's right, Phil. Basically what it is something called ronsangels.com. And this is a website run by a fashion photographer by the name of Ron Harris. And they're offering the eggs, these are the ovarian eggs of these beautiful models for sale at an internet auction on Monday. And it's touched off a real debate. There are a lot of people who think this is wrong. Some people think it's fine. There was a quote, I think, by one of the guys that works at your Los Angeles radio station, Bill Handel, that said it is distasteful, but it can't be stopped, and it shouldn't be stopped, he said. If people want to spend $150,000 for the eggs of a gorgeous woman who has an IQ of 68, let them.
And so people on the internet were buying the ovarian eggs, the actual eggs of beautiful models, in order to what?
Well, Phil, I think the thinking is in order to have good-looking offspring, to have beautiful offspring, to have physically enhanced, physically beautiful offspring. And I got to tell you something, while there has been this debate, and I know that Mr. Handel had that quote, I think you have to know that it is my feeling, and I wrote in my column today that I think it is not a bad idea. In fact, I think it's a good idea for a lot of different reasons.
You do?
Yes, I do, because, number one, I think people should be able to have this preference if they want to. I think that when we look at life and we look at how people move through life, I think there's a definite bias in favor of people who are physically attractive. I think if a parent wants to make that decision for their children, I think that they should be allowed to. There is a bias in favor of people who are physically good-looking. I think they move through life easier. When you look at people who have traditionally been viewed as homely, they have a tougher road to hoe. And why not try to get through life? One of the things you have to understand, Phil, as a gay man, and I came out about 2 years ago, I came out of the closet, I addressed a group of journalists here in Hollywood about the fact that I had lived in the closet for some 30 years. And as a gay man and as a gay journalist, I made a promise to myself, and I made a promise to the people in that auditorium that day that I would write honestly about the things that I see. And honesty is a hallmark of my writing style. As a gay man, I think it's a good thing that people have this option. As a gay journalist, I think it's a good thing that people have this option, because I believe that you have to be honest with yourself and honest with the future of your kids.
All right, well, one of the comments made was, and we might have just read, no, we didn't read this, but it was also made by Bill, that if you want to buy the eggs of a 68 IQ model, then why not?
Well, first of all, Phil, as a gay man, I would say that you're looking at the possibility that you'll be purchasing the eggs of a female model, who might not have the highest intellect or the highest IQ. But as a gay man and as a gay journalist, and it's always been something that's been important to me, recognizing potentiality, I think that women in traditional relationships, anyway, have never really been valued for their intelligence. So if you have, for instance, the egg of a beautiful model, and you're going to have this inserted into your wife's uterus, and you're going to inseminate that, you're looking at a beautiful young girl. If you are looking at a beautiful young man, you've got the whole battle fought. I don't think that, in other words, women are necessarily valued for their intelligence. You don't need to have an intelligent model donating the egg. I think in traditional relationships, you get that from the men. As a gay man, as a gay journalist.
Now, wait a minute. Just listen to what you've said. You said that who cares if the model's only got a 68 IQ or a 90 IQ, and I realize that that's a bias against beautiful women. They're not all stupid. In fact, I dare say that beautiful women fall down intellectually along the same lines that the rest of us do. There's probably some that are dumb and some that aren't. But when you say that a beautiful woman, who cares because they marry?
Well, again, Phil, as a gay man, and as a gay journalist that I've been writing about these things for a number of years, I'm looking at the traditional way that relationships are viewed. In a traditional relationship, a woman is valued for her beauty, a man is valued for his intellect, and so if the woman, the model, doesn't necessarily have the intelligence that you're looking for, I think you're looking at the possibility that the relationship there between a good-looking young woman and an intelligent man is going to have an enhanced effect. And as a gay man, I think that's very, very important. I will tell you this also, that because I am gay, I don't necessarily obviously have an intention to have an intimate relationship with a woman, but I will say that I'm interested in having children, and I can certainly, as a gay man, buy one of these eggs, if you will, online and inseminate that, and you have a beautiful human being, a man would be intelligent, a woman would be intelligent, because I am an intelligent writer. I don't want to talk about myself, Phil, but as a gay man and as a gay journalist, I think I have the intelligence that might be lacking.
So in other words, if you don't have the intellect in the egg from the model, because she's only a 68 IQ, you're certainly going to have it from the man?
Because, as the old saying goes, takes two to tango. So you have, yeah, absolutely, you have an intelligent man inseminating a beautiful woman. And you have, I think, the makings for, a terrific human being. I mean, as a gay man and as a gay journalist, I believe in the honesty. I can choose a friend who's a very attractive friend, and I can handpick what my child will look like. And I think this is great for a lot of your listeners. I know that your show recently went syndicated, Phil, in the Southeast. I think there's a lot of your listeners in the Southeast. I don't know, within journalistic circles, I guess I've been told that you might have some people who might be challenged in terms of physical looks.
What do you mean in the Southeast?
Well, you might have a few people more in the Southeast than you do in the rest of the country who are challenged in terms of their physical looks. This is a great opportunity, I think, for parents who are infertile to take advantage of. The child, Phil, gets the best of both worlds. They're going to get the beauty of the mother, and they'll, whoever the father is, they'll get they get his intelligence. And I think as a gay man and as a gay journalist, and what I've fought for my entire life is people who have integrity and honesty in their relationships, and that's what I stand for. People want to spend $50,000 for the egg of a woman who has the IQ of 68, let them. Phil, if you are good-looking, that's going to carry you a long way. Intelligence doesn't become that much of a factor if you have good looks, because you have it. And besides, I think we rely more on the man to contribute the intelligence.
What a mouthful that is. We rely more on the man to contribute the intelligence than the woman. So you take a beautiful woman... you take the egg from a beautiful woman. Who cares if that egg contains the DNA or whatever the essential genetic building blocks are for intelligence? It has the looks, and then you combine that with the man because we rely more on the man for his intelligence.
Well, Phil, I've been writing about this for a long time as a gay man, also as a gay journalist. I think that being a gay man and being a gay journalist, I've prided myself on that kind of honesty, and honesty has always been a hallmark of the kind of writing that I do. So I think you need to...
But listen to what you're saying. I mean, you're saying that the woman is beautiful, the guy's intelligent. Who cares if she's a dumbkopf? I mean, is that the kind of honesty?
That is my feeling, and that is also the way most traditional relationships are constructed. And as a gay man and as a gay journalist, I've always tried to.
Let me ask you something. What if the egg what if the egg produces a lesbian child, a lesbian girl?
Well, I think what you've got then is if she's gay, you can have this lipstick lesbian deal. We have that in the lesbian world. There are lipstick lesbians, and they're the real roaring trouser-wearing butcher bulldyke. And so you can have that lipstick situation. So she can be a beautiful woman, and she would be obviously hooked up with one of these, the bulldykes, and those are intelligent. And
what do you mean bulldyke? What do you mean trouser-wearing?
Well, I'm talking about the ones that are more masculine, ones that are more feminine. You got the lipstick lesbian. You know, that's the what I'm talking about, the lipstick lesbian as opposed to the bull or the real macho lesbian. But what I'm saying to you is, as a gay man, and I'm being very honest with you now, and as a gay journalist, I think it's a good thing. And I think that it's going to help people determine things for their families that they otherwise would not be able to.
Well, we got Doug Danger on the line. He's a journalist for the Orange County Courier, talking about these models who have offered their eggs for sale in an internet auction, touching off a debate over the ethics of what's being called Darwin at his very best, and that is natural selection. Let's breed good-looking girls and good-looking boys, because the model may not have the highest IQ, but hey, the father is the one who's got the intelligence. The mother is simply the one that donates the genetic, the physical makeup of that. Our number is 1-800-449-8686.
And Phil, I would say, because I'm openly gay and I am an openly gay journalist, my opinions are going to be pretty brutally honest. Okay, and I don't know whether or not your listeners can handle the kind of honesty that I'm laying out here tonight. But I do that because of the fact that I came out of the closet a couple of years ago. I am openly gay and openly gay journalist, and that means that there's going to be some brutal honesty that's coming out tonight on this program. And I don't mean to sound as if I encourage eugenics, but I think it's a good idea.
All right, well, we've got your opinion there. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Doug Danger thinks auctioning off beautiful women's eggs is a good thing. It gives the parents all that much more of an option. The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show at 1-800-449-8686. Doug Danger, who is the entertainment writer for the Orange County Courier, is my guest as we talk about a story about models selling their eggs for sale in an internet auction on Monday. According to at least one fertility expert, it is distasteful, but it can't be stopped, and it shouldn't be stopped. If people want to spend $150,000 for the eggs of a gorgeous woman who has the IQ of 68, let them. Isn't that prejudicial against beautiful women?
Well, Phil, I think that... and again, I'm being brutally honest, as a gay journalist, that's the hallmark of my writing. I think beautiful women come in all shapes and sizes in terms of intelligence, but I don't think these models that we're talking about are the brightest bulbs on the tree, as the saying goes. I think that when you're talking about models, all right, I don't think...
In other words, women who pose for fashion magazines are not intelligent.
I don't think... I think the curve drops a little bit with people like that because they're very narcissistic, self-consumed. As a gay man, I think that... I see that probably better than most people because I operate in those circles of looking at that paradigm and seeing that seeing how it works.
All right, let's go to Tucson on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
Hi. Thank you. I have two comments for your guest. Number one...
Doug Danger is with us, by the way.
I'm sorry?
I just was mentioning the name for the audience, Mr. Danger.
Thank you. Okay, Mr. Danger.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
Okay. I have one comment, which is a rather personal comment. First of all, I don't understand your incessant need to repeat that you are a gay man and a gay journalist.
Well, that's the hallmark of my writing style as a gay man.
Well, I know that, but I think a bore is a bore, B-O-O-R, gay, straight, or otherwise. And I think you've said that once, and you said that you're out, closeted a long time, and
I want people to know what they're dealing with, that's all. I want people to know that I'm gay. I want people to know that I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. And
Right, but there is such a thing as overkill.
Well, you're familiar with the fact of what I've been talking about, right?
Yes, uh-huh.
Are you aware of the fact that I'm gay?
Well, yeah, I'd say so.
All right, so what I want people to know, in other words, is that is honesty that I bring to my writing.
I understand that.
I came out of the closet a year and a half ago, and I'll tell you something. I saw what happened to me when I had the guts to say that I was gay.
Oh, I understand that.
A lot of stuff came down.
I understand that, both on a personal level and
are you gay?
Otherwise. I don't want to discuss my sexuality.
All right, so I'm gonna go ahead and make the call on this one, Phil. I think we have a lesbian here, and that's okay. I think that is... You should be proud of that. And
well, I wouldn't be making that call, okay?
I think you'd leave
it to the listener.
All right, that's fine. That's fine. As a gay man, I have honesty.
I have another point.
Yes, ma'am.
And the second point is that you said something to the effect of people who are physically homely, I think was the word you used, have a harder time traveling, making their way through life.
Just traveling.
Okay.
In general, traveling.
I get the feeling from you that you feel that the onus or the responsibility for being born unattractive is on that person's shoulders. Whereas,
I would have said that as a gay journalist, I think the hallmark of my writing is honesty in terms of being honest and being truthful. But I don't think I said that.
Well, that's the feeling that I got, that society in general.
And you're not. Are you homely?
I don't care to discuss my sexuality, Mr. Danger,
no,
or my
you
appearance.
I didn't say your sexuality. Are you homely?
No, actually, I consider myself very beautiful.
I think that we're not going to progress as a race unless we're honest to ourselves and other
and
people.
And I'm honest to myself.
Well,
I look in the mirror and I
people.
Like what I see.
And to other people. So if you could admit your lesbianism, and we, you know...
You're a hoot.
Well, I'm
You're
not
a real hoot. You know that?
Well, but that's the case, isn't it?
Okay. You see me as a homely lesbian. I see me as an attractive straight woman. Shall we continue or not, since you've been wrong on both counts?
All right, ma'am. Thanks for your call. Let's not. Here's Los Feliz on KFI, or on the Phil Henry Show. I just got rattled there because of both of your phone conversation, okay?
What?
Never mind. Yes, Los Feliz. Hi.
Yeah, hi, Phil. As a straight male and a 175-pound radio listener, I don't really get this guy's genetic reasoning as far as
What is that as a straight male? What's that mean?
Well, you keep throwing in this, this gay male, gay journalist.
I'm talking about in terms of my honesty as a writer. I'm a gay journalist.
Yeah, but why does that skew any sort of... fact.
As a gay journalist, I have seen a lot of people getting kicked around and abused in this world, and I know what can help facilitate, I think, moving one's life ahead. And I think if you're talking about these people who are, you know, the models auctioning off their eggs, I think any family, I mean, being gay is relevant. Being straight, I don't think is necessarily.
Oh, okay. Well, in any event, I'm not sure why your reasoning of a supposedly smart man and a
beautiful... How is it relevant that you're straight?
Oh, I didn't say it's as relevant, I think, as you're being gay.
Well, no, but being gay is relevant.
Relevant to what?
To the fact that is a hallmark as a gay journalist.
Yeah, but
the hallmark of my writing.
But the topic
is honesty.
But the topic we're talking about doesn't have anything to do with being gay, though.
I got two people laughing at me here, and I don't know what the story is.
Well, you're talking about being gay. And
I mean, that is a part of what makes up my honesty as a writer in dealing with this discussion. You've got a debate going on, so this is Darwin at his very best, and I think natural selection is how society works. As a gay man, I recognize that.
But okay, in any event, why
I don't know what you find funny about that. Do you believe in Darwin's theory of natural selection?
Sure.
All right, then why shouldn't people be able to select what kind of looks they're going to have? If I weren't gay,
but
I wouldn't
why,
need to buy...
Why would automatically a good-looking woman and a smart man automatically produce a smart and good-looking child?
More relevant, it's relevant, though. That's what
no,
I'm
but
saying.
Why wouldn't
that's
that,
the thinking, okay?
Why couldn't the brains...
And my being gay is relevant because I wouldn't be... If I wasn't gay, I wouldn't have to buy these eggs, okay? That's part of my thinking.
Right.
And as a gay man, I think...
You might do better if you were to stay as a gay man and become a straight journalist.
No, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and people ought to be able to choose
for themselves. What if you were to be a straight man and a gay journalist?
All right, thanks for your call. Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686.
Gracias por volar en la aerolínea aérea de Phil Henry. Estaremos volando a una altitud de 30,000 pies. Oh, y también green card.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Doug Danger is with us. The story is that models are selling their eggs on the internet, and if you buy the egg of a fashion model... you can inseminate that egg, and next thing you know, you got yourself a good-looking kid. We've had some people calling during the break. Doug Danger is our guest, who is a writer for the Orange County Courier, who say that is not necessarily a rock-solid lock, that you're going to have a good-looking kid.
Ah, but you're going to have a better chance at having a good-looking kid, okay? You may not have a rock-solid... You'll have a better-looking kid than you would if you were married to somebody who obviously doesn't have that kind of credential. Okay, you're going to have a much, much better shot at that, and so why not take that shot, especially if you're an infertile couple? You have to understand, that's an important thing, and as a gay man, and as a gay journalist, and my honesty about that brings that to the fore, because I am gay.
Okay, Rock Hill on the Phil Henry Show, hello.
Yes, this is John from Rock Hill, South Carolina.
Yes, sir, how you doing tonight?
What the problem I have, and I understand that he's a gay man, a gay journalist, and that truth is the hallmark of his writing.
People seem to be upset with the fact that I'm gay.
No, we're not upset. What I'm upset with is the fact that you inject that 5-second spiel every time you have to say something.
Well, I mean, you're not homophobic, I take it.
All right, that's okay.
You're not homophobic?
No, I don't really care.
But what do you care whether I'm gay or not?
I don't. I have a problem. I don't want you to say it every time because that's going to slow the, you know, talk.
Well,
down.
All I'm saying is because I'm gay, that is a hallmark of the kind of writing that I do in terms of honesty.
Okay, that's cool. We'll pick up on that in just a second.
All right, thank you.
My problem with this is...
Can we get back to that, though?
Yeah,
all right,
that's
great.
Cool. What I'm attacking here is what we were just talking about is that this is going to make you have beautiful children.
I'm saying that you got a better chance. Okay?
Well, that's why
you need my honesty, because I am gay.
It's the kind of
honesty you're not going to get.
Well, and also the point that you're taking of natural selection. That's not true. Selection is dead, right?
And what are your credentials?
My credentials?
Yeah.
Well, I've had some college, some basic genetics. I understand how it works. What I'm saying is you can't stand on the pedestal of natural selection how do you know what problem she has in her genetics and what you have? I'm a diabetic,
and if
I have kids, I just kill natural selection.
I don't know about it. Diabetic, that's a regressive gene.
I'm talking about being a good looker.
As a gay man, if you can't handle the fact that I'm gay...
I don't care
all right?
that you're gay.
Well, you seem to be like, you can't handle the fact that I'm gay?
No, I don't care. That's great. Good for you.
Okay.
I've actually heard that, you know, you're going to be a... You can talk to mate a lot easier than I can being a straight man, and that's cool.
I can do what?
You're supposedly able to find a mate a lot faster than I can as a straight male.
I can find a mate faster than you can as a straight... Are you saying you're straight?
Yeah, well,
you're not
my
gay.
Past experiences have only been heterosexual.
All right.
Now,
so,
maybe
that
I'm an unknowing homosexual, but I'm not here to debate that either.
So, in other words, being a gay man, okay, I will give you the benefit of understanding my honesty.
Yeah.
Okay.
What are we talking about here, guys? What are you talking? The guy in South Carolina, what is your point, okay? I've got nothing but gay man and gay journalist.
Well, Phil, if your homophobia doesn't allow you...
I'm not homophobic at all, okay? There's nothing homophobic about me.
Then why do you keep resisting this? You resist it? This caller doesn't like the fact that I mentioned I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
I didn't say anything about that. 5 seconds.
What?
Nobody that's listening to this, everybody that calls in has...
Well, you get to be straight every five.
Question.
You get to be straight every 5 seconds, don't you? Right? Of course,
man,
you do.
Come on.
What's the gentleman? You haven't spit out what you want to say on line six, Doug. You keep saying what you want to say on. Just what are you guys talking about? What are you talking about? Rock Hill. What are you talking about?
Don't hold me down.
Doug, be quiet, okay?
I just don't want the guy to hold me down because I'm gay. All right, that's all I'm asking.
Okay, don't hold me down because I'm straight.
I'm not holding you down.
That sounds like
about
it.
You being straight. I don't know how it's relevant.
What are you saying there in South Carolina? Spit it out. Let's go.
My question is, how are you able to use the pedestal?
All right, well, forget about questions, okay? I want to hear comments. I want to hear direct opinions here. We don't do questions here. What's your opinion about what he has to say?
His opinion, he doesn't like the fact that I'm gay.
Let the guy say it, okay?
All right. I don't feel that.
You don't think that he said anything, okay?
As far as the topic of these models.
I said that the natural selection is you can select your offspring. You can select them for their looks, okay?
What's wrong with that? That's not really natural.
In other words, if you got an infertile couple, what are they supposed to do?
Do they have to pay $15,000 for the offset hope
if they've got a prettier
baby?
Well, nobody says they got to do anything.
You're right. Nobody
does.
Okay,
all right. So why can't they have that option? I think that they should have the option. It gives them a better chance of having good-looking kids. And I would say, now, the only other comment I made, I think some of the people in the Southeast would appreciate that, because you know that you guys have...
You guys are what?
What word are you going for?
Well,
and no, that's not true because
pool,
any given good-looking model
pool.
Is going to have, let's just say, a certain facial structure. Now, matched up against, let's say, a certain other facial structure.
All right, okay, I appreciate it. The call is really, both of you guys are boring me to death. 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. I'd appreciate you talking straight about what this means.
The fact that I'm a gay man, Phil, and the fact...
You've been talking about that, okay?
All right, so what are we dealing with here?
Dealing with what?
Are we dealing with your homophobia now? I'm talking about the fact that I can get...
No, we're not talking about my homophobia. I'm not homophobic at all. I'm saying to you, you know what, man? You're not making any sense at all.
I'm making perfect sense. I'm saying to you that everybody ought to be allowed to make this selection because beautiful people have an easier time in this world. People should have that option. And you have resisted. Why are you lining up racist calls against me?
I beg your pardon?
Why are you lining up racists?
What racists? I'm not lining up any racists.
I've been hearing one homophobe and one racist after the next on this line talking about how they don't appreciate this or that about my sexuality.
What you're hearing are people saying they don't want to be reminded of your being gay.
Ah, they don't want to be reminded of my being gay. Just because of the fact that I'm a gay journalist, okay? And the fact...
Well, that doesn't mean that I'm lining up racist calls.
Well, I've been hearing one call after the next here telling me that I don't have the right to be gay. You hate me because I'm gay, don't you?
I beg your pardon?
You hate me because I'm gay.
I haven't said anything of the sort. I've been trying to get you to spit out this whole situation having to do with these models, okay? The eggs...
I told you what I think. I think, number one, people ought to be allowed to buy the eggs of beautiful models. Number two, I think people ought to get off of me about me being gay. Number three...
I think that you ought to quit bringing up that you're gay.
Why? Because you're a homophobe?
No, because you keep bringing it up every 5 seconds.
Well, what we've got so far, a lot of people hate my guts, and it's your fault.
Why?
Because you're putting all these calls on the line who are homophobic, who people can't deal with the fact that I write honestly. And
well, you know what? If Mike takes any longer screening these calls, we won't have any more calls this hour. Good God Almighty. Get him on and get him off.
So now you're yelling at Mike.
I'm just trying to move this hour along, okay? It's dying a slow death.
You're influencing these stupid Southern people to call in.
I'm not saying anything to these guys. I'm telling you, spit out what you're talking about instead of this gay man, gay journalist thing, okay?
It's relevant, Phil.
Why?
Because of the fact that it is the hallmark of my writing style.
You're the hallmark of your writing style to be a gay man and to be a gay journalist in the gay country and the gay... Why don't we have every other word being gay, okay? That way we can spit it out all at once. You're gay. Now, you really think that people ought to be allowed to buy these eggs so that they can go out and make themselves a beautiful kid, okay? And you also made the comment that who cares if the model's stupid? Kids get their intelligence from men. Why don't you back that comment up?
I already did, okay? But because I'm a gay man and a gay journalist...
Oh, Jesus.
Well, because I'm a gay man and a gay journalist... You didn't want to hear the comment. The comment is that we live in a society where that happens. You get a real dumb girl who may be good-looking. She hooks up with a real smart guy, a go-getter, a guy who's very, very into life, and a guy who is into, who's into success. And that's the way it works. I'm saying, why not speed along? Me and Trevor, you know Trevor, my partner?
Yeah.
We want a beautiful child, and you're trying to prevent that. Why?
I'm not trying to...
We would like to have the option, and you're trying to prevent that.
All I want you to do is tell me... Look at Doug.
Trevor and I have decided that it would be a wonderful thing to be able to have a beautiful child in this world. And Trevor and I have decided it would be a beautiful thing to have the option, okay? But because I'm gay, you don't like that.
You know that that's not true.
Well, you've lined up all these homophobic calls.
No, I have not lined up any homophobic calls. You know what I'm going to do? In about 2 seconds, I'm going to hang up on your gay ass, okay, Mr. Gay Journalist?
You cut me to the quick, man.
Why?
Because, a long time we've been friends, and you just cut me right to the quick with a homophobia that this radio show...
There hasn't been 1 ounce of it. There have been people talking about the point, and you keep going off on it being gay.
Because of the fact that Trevor and I... Who have lived
now all of a sudden Trevor and you, okay?
That's what we're doing, my partner and I.
Well, if I'm missing something, then I apologize, okay?
You ought to, man, because this is all about trying to get online in terms of purchasing the good-looking egg for the gay people.
Here's Memphis on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes, I have noticed that your guest this evening has come right out and called everyone in the Southeast ugly to give them the opportunity to purchase these eggs.
I just said that
we don't care
you might
if he's
want to
gay
have the option
or a gay journalist, and he won't let anybody finish a sentence. Why is that? Are you so defensive and so paranoid that you can't let anyone else speak?
No, it's just that I try to make a point that I think that maybe people in the South
have
appreciate
not
that.
Made
That's
a
all.
Point yet, except the point
exactly.
that you are gay and a gay journalist. And why
here we go with more homophobia.
And a gay journalist qualify you to be more honest than anyone else? And does it make us ugly in here in the Southeast?
So what is this, more homophobia checking in from Memphis? I have tried
to... You know
to,
what? Do you have to label everyone? Do you have to attack everyone that disagrees with you?
No.
We don't care if
all
you're
I'm
gay.
Saying,
we
all
don't
I'm
care
saying.
If you're honest.
All
but
I'm saying.
I know several gay people who actually tell a lie now and then.
When's the last time you burned a cross?
Oh, stop it, okay? That kind of idiotic stereotyping is as idiotic as asking you, Doug, when's the last time you interior decorated, for God's sakes, okay? I mean...
Well, look it, you know, you guys...
I don't burn crosses, and I'm not homophobic.
Look
what you need to do is be quiet and let other people speak, and then you can voice your opinion.
So you don't want
we don't care if you're gay.
Eggs.
We've all heard it.
You don't want me
you
to
don't
buy
have
good...
to keep saying it.
You don't want me to buy the good-looking eggs.
I know. God bless you in any endeavor that you undertake.
Well, then why are you coming off like, you
know? That's the bottom line. What we're trying to say is you are a rude, obnoxious person, and you need to shut up.
See, to me, this is anti-Semitism.
What?
Are you Jewish, sir?
What's that got to do with it?
Are you just called me an anti-Semite.
Look at this.
Are you Jewish?
Are you Jewish?
Are you Jewish?
Are you going to join in on the anti-Semitism, Mr. Henry?
What anti-Semitism?
Anything about anti-Semitism?
Well, what I'm hearing tonight is a lot of people jumping on this homophobia bandwagon. See, you asked me if I was a Jew.
Homophobia bandwagon. Has anyone called you a faggot, sir?
There you go.
Has anyone? I'm asking you a question.
You just
has anyone
right
attacked you?
You
constantly
right
you have attacked every caller.
You use the
no matter what they have said,
Doug,
you will not let them finish the sentence.
Doug, you have come on this program ostensibly to speak about this this Darwin at his very best story, and you have been telling everybody that you're gay.
Did you dump the F word or not?
Did I dump what?
He called me a faggot.
No, I did not,
no,
and he did not call you a faggot.
I asked you if anyone had.
I heard
has
you
anyone
say
anyone attacked your homosexuality?
You did.
No, I did not.
Well, you called me a faggot.
No, he
you
didn't
know,
call you that, okay?
Recorded, and we could play that back.
You could play
I did
that
not call
back,
you
okay.
a faggot. I asked you a question.
If you play that
which you
back.
Have yet to answer, by the way.
Which is the question? What's the question? Am I a faggot
you if
or
anyone
am I...
has called you a faggot or attacked you in any way.
Well, I taped it. I've got it on tape. You did.
Great.
And
no, he did not. I got the whole everybody in America.
You are.
Everybody in America heard this man's comment. He said, "Did anybody call you?"
Listen to you, Phil, defending every homophobic Southerner.
No one.
Oh God Almighty! Will you get real for crying
you
out
have
loud?
To be kidding.
Let me ask you something, Doug. You think you're going
to
get a good-looking woman's egg and she inseminate? It with your sperm and come up with what? An even dumber person than the model could ever be. With
so in other words, so not content to attack my gayness, now you're calling me stupid.
You're acting like an imbecile. Yes, sir. You got it. And
thank
I know
you very much.
I happen to know you better than I know you're an intelligent man. You're acting like a defensive...
Pansy? You just said the word pansy.
No, I didn't say pansy. I said a defensive, paranoid guy, okay?
Well, let me tell both of you gentlemen something. I'm contacting an attorney. Both of you assholes. And why is the gentleman laughing?
I'd be happy to give you my address and have your attorney call me.
Both of you assholes called me a kike faggot. Both of you.
You know something? I think you need a doctor.
You do
need a doctor.
Psychiatric.
You need a psychiatrist.
That's what you need.
I heard the words kike and faggot.
Good. Maybe you heard them on TV. Maybe you're hearing them coming in on the fillings in your teeth. Neither
maybe
I.
The voices
nobody
are
else.
Just telling you this.
Oh, boy, Henry, you're in big trouble.
Yeah, okay, great. I'm in big trouble. Great. Bring it on, babe. Sir, thank you for your call. I don't know what's wrong with that guy, but either you get on the line and slap some sense into him, or I'm dumping his whole segment. I'm just getting out of it now. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Keep Danger on hold until he gets his brains together somehow. I don't know. I can't keep listening to that. And as far as buying eggs and wanting people better look, he's probably right. People probably ought to be allowed the option. The fact is that everybody is out there changing their appearance anyway. I don't understand why it is distasteful to purchase the egg of a good-looking chick, you know, the egg of a model. So you're going to have good-looking babies if you think that that's going to do the job. Maybe it won't, but, I mean, if you're gullible enough, if the science, it doesn't matter. Most people, they don't know anything about science. I don't know anything about science. I don't know whether the science is there or not. But correct me if I'm wrong. Wasn't this disproven with Hitler? In other words, I hate to break the news, but didn't that whole concept of get the good-looking guy and the good-looking broad and the stud and the Aryan and the blood and everything else, wasn't that all disproven? Huh? They were good-looking. They were good-looking. They'd take the strapping Aryan man and the strapping Aryan maiden, and they'd have them go to the breeding farm, and they'd come out with a midget or something. It didn't work. Yeah, a weightlifting midget, a blonde midget, but nonetheless. And that whole thing that got Jimmy the Greek fired. You take your big black. God, do you remember that poor guy when he said that? Do you recall? He was washing down some Chevis on ice. And he was it at Toots Shores or some joint in New York? And he was sitting there having himself some cocktails, opening his big, stupid mouth. As they come up with the camera and they say, hey, Jimmy, how do they make them big black guys anyway? Well, you take your big black and the big woman, and that's how you get the big coons, see? No, it was about football, I thought. Yeah, and it was back in 87, I think. And, you know, that was an entire school of thought, that entire school of quasi-science, which was indulged in by the Nazis, who believed that you could take your big white and your big white broad and you put them together and you get your big white kid, and just as dumb as your big black kid. And all of that crap completely devalued and completely thrown out by modern science. The slave owners' wives would get together with the slaves. Would they do that, too? Jimmy didn't mention that in the restaurant. Oh, he did? And then you get your big slave, and you get your, that little white woman, and you... Oh. You put that big black slave together with that little petite, white, dumb southern broad, and, man, you got... What do you got? Albert Bell. I don't know. But the point being, you continually kind of hope against hope, don't we? And we say, but the day is going to come when they will be able to artificially engineer genetics. They will be able to artificially engineer genetics. Not this silly-ass thing about the breeding farm with the big black and the big white. But the day will come when they will at least be able to artificially engineer, for instance, eye color, the size of one's nose. And who knows, someday when we begin to understand the brain chemistry better, we'll be able to do that. The fact of the matter is we don't understand brain chemistry. We do prescribe things like antidepressants, and we think we can manipulate neurotransmitters, but we don't know what the hell we're doing. You give a guy who's depressed a some sort of an antidepressant, which we think will manipulate certain neurotransmitters. They don't know what the hell they're doing exactly. There is no exact science when it comes to that. There's no blood test that will tell you how the chemicals of the brains are working. It just doesn't happen. We've just now gotten into the whole science of brain chemistry. So Jimmy the freaking Greek, maybe we ought to get Jimmy working on that. Well, I don't know. You get the old black guy and the brain chemistry. Yeah, Jimmy, you work on it, man. You got it locked better than the rest of these guys. It's going to be years, decades, maybe a century or more before we understand that. So in the meantime, what we have is these ridiculous attempts. Well, what we do is we put collagen in our lips, and we lower our ears, and we widen our eyes, and we enhance our noses, and we make our boobs bigger, and we tuck in the rear end, and we tuck in the tummy, and that's the closest we get to trying to make ourselves look better. And 9 times out of 10, people that go through all of that surgery, they wind up looking worse, or they look otherworldly. It's like guys that spend a lot of time in tanning salons. You ever seen the look of a guy that spends a lot of time laying on a tanning salon bed? There's that otherworldly glow that it doesn't look like a healthy tan. It looks like an alien tan. It looks like he came right out from the tanning bed there on Deep Space Freaking 9. And the tummy and those facelifts, oh, man, you run screaming. But as long as we're trying to make ourselves look better, I guess sooner or later, if we do get into genetic engineering, we're going to want to dig that, too. George Hamilton, there's the guy. Whoa, man. Actually, he's quite sexy. I like, well, never mind. I don't want to talk about that. I got a lot of his movies. Phil Henry Show.